back, folks! Let's do this damn thing. Thank you for joining us on a Tuesday night. I missed you guys at around noon Eastern for the typical voice of One Wheel that you're used to enjoying on these airwaves. But ooh, no, we've got something special for you today. We're giving away a free One Wheel pint because you got us here at TTR Studios to 1,000 subscribers, which is amazing. Thank you for doing that. Really, like, you have no idea what this means for us. So now what that means for us is that our channel is monetized. We can actually make money. We have made 29 cents so far. Thank you. Thank you very much. Belly would give me a touchdown, but he's not here today. I miss him. I'm going to have to do this one solo. So everybody in the social media lounge, what are we serving right now? Shots for Belly. That's what we're serving. Shots for Belly. Everybody grab your drink. This is a toast for my brother from another mother. The only reason that I continue to do this show every single week in and out, it's not because of how much fun I have. It's not because of the sense of community they have because of you guys. It's because of that guy over there. He can't be here today. His name is Belly. He goes by Matt LaBelle in the real world. But he keeps me happy in this studio, and he makes things run over here. Clyde is now literally freaking the F out because he's got way too much to do. So, Clyde, good luck to you. Belly, we miss you. Hopefully he'll Skype in a little bit later, but obviously he's working right now because that's the only thing that would ever keep him away from his social media lounge, his people. So he says hello. So, we're giving away a pint today. That's what we're doing. It's going to be a random picking. So just sit back and enjoy. I have no idea how long today is going to go. We're just going to go with it. But I wanted to do this because Belly and I were talking. I'm working at the radio station Monday through Wednesday this week, and I'm working until like 6 p.m. So I couldn't do a typical like Tuesday voice of One Wheel. And there's some stuff that's happening. It like couldn't have happened at a worse time because I've got guests lined up. Michael Broussard is going to come on with us soon. He obviously made that kick-ass killer stand for TTR Studios. I love it. And it is really cool. We're going to get him on the show. He's going to talk to us about it. We got to give away a one-wheel pint. I have to give away a Lueno box of stuff. I have to give away a $25 value for a winner in the weekly one-wheel challenges. This all has to happen. And, oh, by the way, like, we can't find a time for Belly and I to do this together. So, I miss you, Belly. I wish you could be here. But the people need their stuff. And he knows it. He said, Looch, hold it down. Give it away. You know they want it. They've been waiting for it. They're the ones who deserve this pint, not us. So really, thank you guys. We are giving that away at the end of today's show. So just stick around, hang out, have a good time. But I've just got a lot of stuff to do before then. Like, for example, I have to give away a Lueno box of stuff based on the comments from last week's show. It's going to be a $50 value. And then I am also giving away $25 of a prize, and that is going to be from our weekly One Wheel Challenges winner. So what I'm going to do, I wanted to come in here and I wanted to say hello to you guys. I'm going to play one more song. I'm going to set up the rest of what I need to do this, and then from here on out, it's going to be just giving stuff away in the end of the show. It's not going to be an hour today. I'll have you out of here and in bed within the next 20 to 30 minutes. But give me about 2 to 3 more minutes just to make sure I have everything set up, ready to go, and we'll be back after this. Just hang out and I'll be ready.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do this. I think I got this ready. A little bit nervous right now, not going to lie to you guys, because I'm not sure. I've never done this before. But what we did is we pulled up a random YouTube comment generator picker thing, which exists. So what you can do is you can put in a video URL, and this website will pick a random comment that was left on that URL. And that person will win whatever it is that we're winning. Now, this is a perfect precedent for what's about to happen. This person is going to win out because I will pay for the mess that's about to happen. However, on the pint, it's going to be a different story. Remember, if you're out of the United States, you got to pay for shipping on the pint. If you're not down with that deal, pass on the pint, please. Okay? I'm down with buying it for you. I have no problem shelling out $1,000 from TTR Studios' own cash. But if you're not down with paying for the shipping out of country, I'm sorry. Just pass on it. That's cool. You could easily just get a $200 board. I hope you're cool with that. But if not, pass on it, and somebody else will take it. However, this person who's getting the Lueno box of stuff for leaving comments on our last video that we did, the last voice of One Wheel, well, I'll tell you exactly who that is. Somebody says, dang it, I'm too late. No, you're not. Romeo, you're not too late. We haven't done anything yet. I'm literally just filibustering because I'm a little bit out of sorts by myself. But here we go. So this winner of our random commenter is Jan Temple, who I realize it's about 3:30 in the morning where he is. So I don't know where the fuck he lives, but it's definitely not in the United States. You know what, Jan? Don't worry about it. I'm going to send you a Lueno box of stuff, and I'm going to send it to you on my own dime. And of, well, for shipping, and Lueno's dime for the box of stuff. You're getting a t-shirt, you're getting a hat, you're getting some cool trinkets. I will send that to you. Jan Temple, otherwise known as possibly Jan Temple? Not sure. Belly and I go back and forth about that. Is that a European Jan? John, maybe? I don't know. Hope so. We'll see what happens. But either way, I'm calling you Jan. Jan, you're the man. You won. You got yourself a Lueno box of stuff. Parker Tony Steck is the one who runs that over there. Parker, don't worry. I will pay for shipping. Look at that. That's how it happens. Let's just all take a drink. Everyone just settle in. Just relax. As I talk to myself on a very, very big night. I'm excited for you guys, man. Somebody's gonna, like, put it this way. I was in the radio station today, and I saw a guy who was just randomly riding. It was so cool. All I was doing was just riding back from a happy hour. I started a little happy hour, got everybody at the station to go, and they hung out, they showed up, and it was awesome. And on my way riding back, I see this guy. This is Jason McPherson. He's just cruising on a one wheel. He's got like aluminum sidekicks that he made himself. He's got a plug for his power port that he 3D printed himself. This is just in Arlington, Virginia, right outside where I work. And I'm coming back from a happy hour. I just see this guy. We both stop in the middle of the street and we hang out and take a selfie. I'm like, wait a minute. I know your name. I do a show called The Voice of One Wheel. And he goes, wait, The Voice of One Wheel? That was one of the coolest things I've ever had happen to me on the streets of Arlington. The Voice of One Wheel. Yeah, that's me, dude. Wow. Super cool moment. And so I'm happy to get him on the show. I just love that there are people out there riding that you're going to bump into now. Like, this is no longer a thing that's like, wait, what is that? I miss those days. But people are riding now, and you're going to bump into somebody that you know pretty soon if you're not looking out for it. So let's do this. I told you we got to 1,000 subscribers. I want to just give away the pint. What that means, you can actually pay us in the chat now. Social Media Lounge, you can just open your wallets and just start doling out dollars. So feel free. Go right ahead. Actually, it's called a Super Chat. That's something that exists. So if you want to just be like, hey, this is awesome. Instead of chatting, I can just send you $5. That's a thing. I don't really need that. Just go over to our Patreon and sign up there. I really do love what we're doing over there. We've got a patrons-only podcast. The next patrons-only podcast, just the last thing I'll say before we give this pint away, I did a mock interview of me as John Lennon interviewing myself, talking about my father for Father's Day. And I'm going to open that up to the public because I think it's something that I want to be able to do for you guys. It was life-changing for my family. I am an only child of a 100% Italian family, and Father's Day was coming up, and I don't know how your guys' dads are, but my dad will not let me fucking spend a dollar on him. It's so frustrating. You can't find a gift for him, because he'll either go like this. He'll go, reality. What is this? Or he'll be like, how much was this? No, how much was this? Take it back. And you can't win. Yeah. So I did a, I was like, how can I do this for free? It's not a dollar spent, but something that will actually mean something to him. I'd love to tell my dad how I feel about him and how he's really made an impact on my life. Why I'm only in radio because of the fucking AM talk radio he used to listen to on our trips up to New Jersey. When I was like 3 years old, I hated talk radio. But lo and behold, here I am. And I found, so I did a little spoof of an interview of John Lennon, which is me, ooh, hello there, not very good at all, but interviewing myself as DJ Lucio, the top wedding DJ, about how did you get to where you are today? And it's just me crediting my parents the whole time. And then I played that for them on Father's Day. And I mean, we've never been so close as a family. And the reason I wanted to tell you guys that is because I would be happy to do that for any of you. It takes no effort on my part. It's fun. And to be able to do something like that, to give back to you guys, because I'm going to tell you something, it's brought my family closer together than any gift or any other thing that we've ever done. They were in tears laughing about it. And it was a way like to almost have like, you know, when you're at a funeral and you just tell all these nice things to somebody, but they're already gone. Like, I don't want to wait that long. My dad's right there. I want him to know what an impact he had on my life. And so I'll drop that on the Patrons Only podcast. You'll hear that. In fact, I'll put that out tomorrow just because I feel like we want to do that for you guys. That'll be on the Patrons Only podcast at www.patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC. Pick up your beers. We're giving away a pint right now. It's happening. Let's go. Crack them. Oh, record amount of people in the social media lounge right now. Fantastic. Very good. Belly, we miss you. Oh, man. Are you guys ready? Who's getting a pint? I got my boss at the radio station riding around on this one wheel today. It's awesome. I'll put it out on our Instagram, Voice of One Wheel on IG. It was cool. I had other producers just sitting there watching him. He's like, wait, I got to try this thing. Boom, smashes into a wall. I hear it's okay. Let's just be honest. It's fun watching people learn this because they have that oh shit moment that you had too. Don't you miss that? God. I kind of don't want to give it away yet, but I know you guys want it and I don't want to just keep you here. I'm going to give away the pint. Then I'm going to hang out with you for a few more minutes and we'll do one more giveaway from the weekly one wheel challenges. But really, you're not here for me. You're not here for Belly. You're not here for Clyde. You might be here for Clyde. Clyde's awesome. We never give him the credit he deserves. You're here for the GD pint. So let's go! Clyde, are you ready? Can you make that happen, please? Let's go. The people need it. They want it. In fact, can we get the real music on? That would be great. Clyde's good. Clyde's good. Who's it gonna be? Let's go! You might think I'm hammered. I'm really not. I'm like four drinks in. I'm just so happy for you guys. Oh, God, I'm happy for you guys. Here we go. You guys know that. That is our picker. You see it. You know it. You love it. All I am going to do is reach our hand down into that box. Oh, man. Whoever gets pulled out, you're up. You've got the pint. Remember, if you're in the United States, we will pay for your shipping. If you're outside of the United States, I am so, so sorry. You got to pay for your own shipping. I hope you appreciate a very, very, very cheap and affordable one wheel. Is everybody ready? I mean, are you ready for that? Nah, I'm not going to fuck with you guys anymore. Let's go. Are you ready? Here we go. Let's do this thing. Who's the winner? Who's getting that pint? I'm proud of you guys. Thank you for getting us to 1,000 subscribers. This person wins a free one-wheel pint. Flavio Furukawa. I'm pretty sure that person is as far away as possible from TTR Studios, Studio A. Flavio. Congratulations. Round of applause in the social media lounge. Don't get mad. Don't be bitter that you didn't win. Flavio won. However, Flavio, if you for some reason are not in the United States and you don't feel like paying for the shipping, pass. And I will give this away next week on the Voice of One Wheel. You know he's not going to do it though. Flavio, congratulations, sir. You are today's winner. Come on down. Whoa! That's exciting. Who the hell is that? Flavio Furukawa. That's fantastic. That's what I wanted. I really did want somebody who wasn't like, I mean, look, I love you guys. All you diehard listeners, you know I love you. But I wanted this to be something not that was going to end up as somebody's third or fourth board. I really wanted to get a new rider involved in the community. And I hope, Flavio Furukawa, that you are a new rider. I hope you are freaking the fuck out right now doing cartwheels and backflips. In fact, we're all going to chug the rest of our beer for you, Flavio. Congrats, dude. It's that easy, folks. Let's go to the social media lounge, see what they're saying. I'd love to know. No, that's not him. Is that Vitaly? Is it Vitaly Borislav? That can't be. It's not. So many spelling mistakes in my name. That's not Vitaly. All right, well, I'm going to have to go through and see this. Who is this? That's what, oh, I get it. You guys are all being assholes. That's not my name. You spelled my name wrong. Nope. No. Wow. That was good. Sean Nelson, damn it, Luch. Don't you know how a bribe is supposed to work? Congratulations, Flavio. Flavio is like public enemy number one right now. I love it. I'm going to take a quick break, come back, and give something else away. I'll be right back. Welcome back, folks! All right! Today is one of my favorite days ever. Ah, God, thank you for joining us here on TTR Studios, Voice of One Wheel, special edition Tuesday night. Very excited, by the way, to get back to Tuesdays at noon. I don't want to, you know, make this a habit where it's just going to be us just pandering and giving shit away every Tuesday or Thursday night. I have a lot of fun doing it, but we missed the Voice of One Wheel. Thank you for putting up with us this weekend and our crazy schedules. Just with 4th of July, everybody's out at the radio station that I fill in for. I don't know if you guys know that. The reason that I'm always free on Monday through Friday is because I fill in. I'm like the guy they call at a syndication network that runs national shows. So they air over like 130 stations, but whenever any of those board op slash producers goes on vacation, like somebody needs to run it, and I'm the guy, and I do it for all four of the national shows. So it's like whenever they call me, it's like I have to go in. So I'm in Monday through Wednesday. In fact, all you folks out in Sacramento, Brandon Ogden, Taylor Fairley, Foxy T, I'm out there live on the air tomorrow. You can hear me from 1 to 4. It's Greg Knapp. I'm actually the producer. You're not going to hear me. I'm just pressing all the buttons. But yeah, that's why we couldn't do Voice of One Wheel on Tuesday, today, this morning. And we do miss that. So I don't want you, the reason I'm saying this is I don't want you guys to think, oh man, are they really just going to be only like a giveaway show at nighttime now? Like whatever happened to the Voice of One Wheel that I've grown to love. It's not going anywhere. We love it too. We miss it. And it's coming back next week. So what I wanted to show you guys, if I can, see if I can do this all here. God, I miss you, Belly. This is the weekly One Wheel Challenges group over on Facebook. And Chris Richardson, the professor, was kind enough to help us out here and light the torch and give us our first challenge. It's really cool what we're doing here. It's a new thing on the weekly One Wheel Challenges group. Chris gave us a challenge. We go through it that week, and then he has nominated Fane Lozman. Now, I don't know what we're going to do next week because Fane Lozman is all knocked up. Well, he's not knocked up, but he's hurt. He's injured. We feel bad for him. So, Fane, if you're watching this, feel better. Get better. Get your ass off the couch because you owe us a video, dude. No excuses. You're just cracked on 1,000 miles. I don't care if you're hurt or not. You lit the torch. You have to pass it. So carry it and carry it with honor, sir. Fane Lozman, you're up next on the weekly One Wheel challenges group. Because what happened here is Chris did a mileage challenge last week. It was really neat. He said after our show, he said, "Hey guys, post a screenshot of your mileage so you can see." I mean, there's tons of comments here. 74 comments. So what he did is he said, post your screenshot of your initial mileage of the week. And then Monday at the end of the week, which was yesterday, post another screenshot. And then whatever the miles that you rode, put that number in. Now, I've had to work all day. I'm not going to lie to you guys. So I have no idea what the numbers are. I'm sure they came in. And let's just take a look together. Sounds good. My screenshot is in my reply to this. 31 miles. So Ryan McKenna is 31. The other problem, somebody else got 31. So this could be a little bit of a cluster. But Ryan knows that and says, in case of a tiebreaker, my number is 6. He just claims another number. I love that. Make your own rules when the rules don't exist. All for it. It's like that episode of The Office when Daryl and who is playing? Andy and Kevin are playing Dallas. You remember that? And they're just like, look, we're way past rules, man. Just get over it. Stop thinking like there are some. So I love that you guys kind of took this on yourself. And so if you will see, there's a whole bunch of comments of just people writing their screenshots and mileage. So for example, once year, who is Troy Hendricks, 98, please. Troy, I certainly hope that it is a 98 because I certainly appreciate everything that you do with the guys over there at Concage. Those fish bones are awesome. However, I got to pick a number. So we told everyone it was going to be a number between 1 and 200 on a random number generator. So when I press this button, generate, whatever number comes up, whoever's mileage is closest to this number is winning what I told you would be a $25 value of stuff. What will that be? It will be the newest t-shirt, either the Nosedive or the iHeart something, whatever the two new t-shirts are over at Loeno.com, I will buy you one of those t-shirts. They just dropped today. I will buy you a t-shirt from Loeno.com, whoever wins this challenge, because I appreciate you playing, and I more so appreciate everything that Parker Tony Steck did to make these games possible. That picker that you just saw that got Flavio, his new one wheel, that's all because of Parker. So make sure you thank him. Go over to Loeno.com and check out all the fun and awesome things that they're doing over there. And if you really like that stuff, actually the shirts are from Stoke Butter. Hey, Looch, you're buying them a shirt from Stoke Butter. It's not really. I mean, they're one and the same. But yes, I will buy you a Stoke Butter shirt. So let's see who this is. I will generate a number between 1 and not 2007. Oh, boy. Clyde, what are you doing over there? God bless America. 131 is the number. So I will go through and I will find out who that is. You might already know. If you're anywhere near 131, come on down. You've got a good chance. So good luck. I have no idea who that is. I'm going to go through them right now. And I know what time it is. So don't be assholes and go in there on the Weekly One Wheel Challenges group. Ask to join and then post yourself saying 131. You didn't have the screenshots. Okay, that's why we did it that way. Chris Richardson's smarter than that. He is. That's why I wear his t-shirt. Attaboy. Love this shit. Check him out. One Wheel, W-H-E-E-E-L. Three E's. One Wheel, three E's on YouTube. He just did a review on Fang Minis. It was really cool. I actually really got a lot out of it. I thought it was a really interesting review. So check that out. Chris Richardson's YouTube channel, One Wheel with Three E's. That does it for me, folks. I got nothing else to give away. I mean, I'll hang out. I would love to just kick it with you guys, but it's not the same show. I don't like doing shows on my own. You know that about me. There's a reason that I got into radio, and it is not to do shows on my own. God bless it. It's like talking in a box. Who wants to do that? Not this guy. I'm out of here. What, is somebody Skyping me right now? Wait a minute. Oh, this could be interesting. Who is this? All right, folks, hang out with me because something interesting might be happening. Caller, you're on the air. Who are you and where are you from? Hello? Wait a minute. Yeah, everything's good. No! Who is this? Ah, I don't know who that is. I'm sorry, folks. I got a bunch of calls just blowing up the line. It's freaking everybody out. All right, if you want to call us right now, you can. I'll leave. You want to hang out for five more minutes? I'll hang out for 5 more minutes. I will definitely do that because I kind of want to. I just want to hang out with you guys. Can I do that transition? I'll hang out. All right. Let's see what... Hello? All right. Caller, who are you? Where are you from?
Looch.
Who is this?
My name's Mario.
What's up?
My name's Mario Contino.
What's up, Mario? Where are you from, brother?
I'm from Queens, New York City, sir.
Okay, Queens, New York City. First of all, Kevin Durant to the Nets. Your thoughts?
I said, what?
Kevin Durant to the Nets. Your thoughts?
Oh, I'm not a basketball guy.
Okay, yeah, me neither. Never mind. Fuck him. Who cares? Okay, what's up, dude? What are you calling in for? What can I do for you?
I always miss your show in the morning, and I saw it was live now. I didn't even really want a pint. I just was surprised that it was live at this hour, and I figured I'd watch and saw you were about to leave, and thought I'd call in and keep you from leaving for a few minutes.
All right, Social Media Lounge, give him a touchdown. He deserves it for sure. So what do you typically do during the day, sir, that is keeping you from watching this wonderful broadcast?
I am a New York City public school teacher.
All right. You give it up for the teachers. I taught 3 years of special ed, man. Good for you. That's not easy stuff. What do you teach? What subject?
I teach 7th and 10th grade English.
Oh, wow. Okay. So grammar these days on the internet. How do you not like slam your head against the wall with some of these Facebook groups with what you must see on the daily?
Oh, I love getting this question because I have what seems to be, for some reason, an unusual answer. I actually don't mind it at all. When you really look at how language evolves over time and you see the kinds of slang that develop in different areas, especially in a place like Queens, New York, I kind of just roll with it. A lot of the kids teach me not just slang, but there are different mechanics of the slang that they speak, different age groups. It's really cool when you really sit and listen to it all. And I kind of, as far as the online talk and the laziness, I let it go. You know, as long as someone hands me a paper and they put some kind of thought into what they wrote down, I don't care about how they talk to each other online.
Do you have a funny story of something that a student has submitted in trying to get a good grade, but really they knew they were just giving you bullshit?
I got a couple. My favorite wasn't so much a paper. It was something that happened during class. I forgot the context, but we were talking about what kind of career people wanted to go into. And this girl said she wanted to be a marine biologist. And one of the other students kind of popped in and said, wait, you can be a marine and a biologist at the same time?
Touchdown for high school!
Yeah.
Hey, they're just learning, though. That's great. I don't know. Did you see the episode? So you watched the show, I'm guessing?
I do, not religiously. Occasionally, I'll kind of miss 2 weeks, and then I'll just listen to them on Google Podcasts while I'm in the car or doing something on my headphones. But I've heard most of them.
Thank you for listening on the podcast, which apparently people enjoy a lot. That's why we put it out there. If you want to watch, cool. If you want to listen, cool. But did you by chance see the episode where we had Dominique Williams inside his school with his classmates on the air?
No, that sounds fantastic.
It was Social Media Lounge. Let him know. In fact, if you could, pipe in right now your favorite comment or just thing from that episode, because that was really funny. We all enjoyed it, and I had a blast doing it. So, Mario, what do you have to say to Flavio about his new one-wheel pint here? Are you a longtime rider? Are you a new rider? Who are you?
Well, congratulations, first and foremost. That's a really amazing thing. It's a really amazing thing that you guys are doing. You know, that's not exactly a low-ticket item, so to be giving that away at all is pretty nuts. So congratulations, and, you know, thank you to you guys for doing that kind of stuff. I've been riding for maybe almost a year. I did the usual progression as far as, I guess, a reasonable entry. I bought an electric scooter a while ago, used that to get to work. It was kind of dorky, so I dropped it for a boosted board.
I love this guy.
And
I'm good. You go to the boosted board. That's fine. But then how did you get to the one wheel?
As soon as I got a boosted board, I saw a one wheel, and I'm like, I want that because it looks cooler and it looks like it's a lot more fun. And while I was not buying a one wheel, I got another boosted board and look at them both and kind of said, there are too many wheels here. And tried the one wheel, and funny thing, it showed up at my door. I unboxed it at night. Kids were asleep. Wife was next to me doing something on the computer. She takes one look at it, and she's like, it's stupid. I hate it. Send it back.
No. And, no. Never.
Exactly. I'm like, no. This is the thing. And she said, well, I hope you get not really, really hurt, but just hurt enough to want to send it back. And about a week later, I sold both the boosted boards, and I haven't stopped with the one wheel since.
And what does she think of the one wheel these days, sir?
She's cool. She just gets used to something, and then once she sees the practicality of it, she just looks the other way.
Okay. Okay. So you have to prove its use to her.
Yeah, because there are a lot of times we got to go. There's something happening at my daughter's daycare, like a party or whatever, and she's like, "Can you meet us there?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll be there in 5 minutes." I show up, I throw it in the back of our car, I'm there. I go to the supermarket in a few minutes, grab something, come back. You know, it's really convenient. I take it to work. It takes me 6 minutes to get to work. And in Queens, New York, at 7:30 in the morning, I'm blowing through traffic. I don't have to park anywhere. I bring it into the school. I throw it under my desk. And that's it. I get home in 7 minutes, and she really can't complain anymore. So it has certainly proven its usefulness, and you know, being a teacher, I have a lot of good days, but when I have a really bad day, riding home on that thing, by the time I get home, I'm centered, I feel good, the stress is gone. It's really been great just for my own personal sanity.
I'm giving you a hands-up touchdown right now because I know what it's like to teach, man, and some days are worse than others. You're absolutely right. It's funny because I was going to ask you, but you kind of just led into it. I don't know if you have a specific answer. I hope you do. What is the most unique experience you've ever gone through riding a one wheel?
That's the unique experience riding the one wheel.
Well, you're in Queens, dude. You're coming home from school. I rode a lot in LA, and I've seen some shit. So what have you seen on your one wheel? What's something unique you've seen on your one wheel?
So in the spring after the state tests are kind of done, they usually send me to another school to grade state tests. And I was grading at this one school in South Jamaica, Queens. It's actually not too far from where I teach. And on the way back home from that school, I was sort of taking like an exploratory round around South Jamaica. And there's about a block where I'm pretty sure I ran over no less than 10 drug needles on the sidewalk.
Yo.
And I'm glad I always have a fender, because that would have been fine to...
I do not! And that shit would get you in the nutsack if you're not careful.
Yeah, I heard him popping under the tire. I'm like, great, I'm going to have a flat when I get home. But no, the tire was fine. There was like chunks of, like, you could see the measurement markings on the glass on like two or three pieces that I had, like, yank out of the tire when I got home. That was probably the most interesting thing that I've actually seen while riding.
You know, you're a good sport. I'm going to keep you on the air here for one more question. Thank you for keeping us this show going. You've been wonderful. Mario from Queens, is cereal a soup, sir?
Is cereal a soup? Now, My answer's a bit jaded because my lens is parent of two toddlers. I got a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. And most of the cereal that comes in and leaves my house is dry. Cheerios, Fruit Loops, stuff like that. So we don't really see too much cereal and milk these days. So I'm going to have to go with no.
One vote for no. Very good. But when you get out of the shower, where do you dry off? Inside the tub or out? Do you step out onto the mat and then dry off?
I hate to be a fence sitter, but I do partial.
No, so you don't. Pick one, sir. Mario, you pick one.
So here's what I do. I grab the towel off the sink that's next to the shower, and I'll do the midsection, and then I'll do the wrap. And then I'll step out onto a bath mat and then do the feet and the hair and all the rest of that stuff before I exit into the freezing cold out of the bathroom air.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mario from Queens, my new hero of the show. Sir, you've done a phenomenal job. You've kept the show running, and I just enjoy you. Thank you for hanging out, and I'm glad you got to hang out when we're usually not live. Hopefully we'll do some more night stuff, but tell all those kids at school you got shit to do from noon to 1 Eastern on Tuesdays, all right?
Yeah, I've been trying to request free periods at that hour. Just so I can chill back and watch, but so far, no dice. Although, I do have a slight ulterior motive for calling in and chatting with you.
Okay, tell us. What's up, dude?
So, you said you ran out of stuff to give away. I've actually started a YouTube channel about my one wheel. I was hoping I could plug it. Next week, I'm going to do another giveaway. I ran one earlier in the year on my channel, and, you know, I occasionally like to do those for funsies. So if you don't mind, if you'd let me plug my channel.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Let's go. You got 15 seconds. Do it. Go ahead.
All right. You can just find me under my name, Mario Contino, on YouTube, M-A-R-I-O, like the video game character, and another Italian name, C-O-N-T-I-N-O. If you just search that, you'll find me. I just posted a new video yesterday. I got a pristine, unridden V1.
Get out of here! Get him out of here! You get out of here, sir! You and your plugs. Tell them one more time. Where can they find you?
Awesome. Just search YouTube for Mario Contino. M-A-R-I-O-C-O-N-T-I-N-O.
But hold on. Hold on. What's the point? What's worth it on your channel? What is good about your channel? Why should we go there? And also, turn your radio down, sir.
I don't think that's me. I'm hearing it through the phone.
Oh, that is me. Clyde, Jesus Christ. All right, so why should they go to your channel? Just 30 seconds. Why should they go to your channel, and what's it worth? Why is it worth it?
It's just me and the adventures and things that I do and think about my one wheel. You can see me exploring through certain sections of Queens. And like I just got a pristine, unridden V1 one wheel that I managed to find. And so that's kind of what I made my last video on. So that's kind of a trip back in time if you're interested in seeing that stuff. And it's kind of a creative outlet. I do videography for my school, so I use all my fancy schmancy gear to make those. So I try to make them look nice. And just an enthusiast, loving my one wheel, making videos about it on my very limited free time.
I dig it, dude. Tell them your name and the channel name one more time.
Sure. Mario Contino, MarioContino. I did a little bit of a collab a few months ago with Jimmy Chang. We were reviewing those Flatland 3D Eastgate gloves.
That was
really cool of him.
What's your channel name, real quick?
Mario Contino. It's just my name.
Got it. All right, Mario, you and Queen, sir. I kept you on here for this long because you're a damn good interview, and I hope you call back in soon. I hope everybody else goes in and checks out his channel. He's a good listen. I'm entertained by him. You should be too. Mario, have a great night, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate talking to you, buddy.
You got it. Later, dude. All right. That's fun. We're just going to whore it out tonight. That's fine. I'm all for it. Call me up. Plug your shit. I'm down with it. That's fine with me. He was a cool dude. And if you can prove yourself to be entertaining, I will keep you on the air. I will keep the lines open for 2 more minutes, and then I'll get the F out of here if you guys want to go. But if you do want to call me right now, I'll keep them open for 2 more minutes. That's fine. I'll hang out. 571-354-7338 is the number. Again, 571-354-7338. 571-354-7338. Today has been very fun. I don't know of, you know, like my boss was calling me, or not, he was talking to me. And it's funny because I was just sitting here buried in my computer like this, just like this, with headphones on. It looked exactly like this, right? I've got headphones on and I'm buried in my computer cutting up stuff. And all of a sudden I turn around and I can't hear anything because I've got like audio clips in my head. And I turn around and my boss, the freaking like president of the station, is just like holding my one wheel and like looking at it. And like, you know, I'm like, yeah, what's up, dude? We got to get you on one. All right. You know what? You need to try this right now. Within 30 seconds, I got him riding. And now it's great because now I can ride and just like free flow right through the hallways. Oh, I just go and check out people's offices. Phew. Hey, how's it going? I'll hang out. Let's see who's coming through. I think I can do this. Man, killing it right now. Caller, who are you? Where are you from?
Hey, it's Parker.
Hey, Parker. What's up, buddy?
From Stoke Butter.
From Lueno or Stoke Butter? Because I kind of like mixed those two up a little bit.
I'm Stoke Butter. My brother-in-law, Ken.
Can you explain that? Lueno. Please explain that. What's going on? You, Parker, Tony Steck, run Stoke Butter. But what the fuck is going on at Lueno?
Lueno, okay, so my brother-in-law, we married twins. His name's Canadian, and he runs Lueno over in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we're actually going to be teaming up pretty soon to do some stuff, so it's going to be pretty cool.
That would be great. You guys are both welcome on my show anytime you want.
Awesome. We should set that up soon.
Okay.
But I wanted to give another plug for Mario, because I didn't realize who that was at first. Mario's awesome. He has, like, my favorite YouTube channel for one-wheeling. The editing and the humor he has is, like, amazing.
Well, you could tell from the interview, right?
Oh, I know him.
I'm sorry. You could tell from the interview that he's got good wit about him, right?
Oh, man. Super witty. The editing is awesome on his videos, and they're, like, very informative videos. And I think everyone who makes, YouTube videos has their own little styles they do. And he definitely has, like, the style I like the most. So, yeah. When I heard his last name, I was like, oh, my gosh, I know that it's Mario. Yes.
Can you say his last name again? Because I'm running a show with one person over here. I have no idea. I'm, like, in blackout mode. I have no idea what he said his name was.
Oh, yeah. It's Mario Contino. It's Contino.
Phenomenal. Thank you, sir. Parker, yeah. What's going on over there with you, man? What can we expect? You just dropped a new couple T-shirts with Stoke Butter, right?
Yeah, Stoke Butter just got two new T-shirts. That's the Nosedive Hero shirt. So if you've ever had a nosedive and didn't sell your board immediately, you're a hero in our books, so you deserve that shirt. And the other one is the one wheel, whatever your state is, or if you're in Canada, you know, whatever your province is, you just put in the abbreviation and I'll put that on the shirt. So it's kind of like that classic take on the I Heart New York shirt.
Oh, okay. Wheel. Okay, very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty fun.
I need 30 more seconds. So Parker, filibuster, what do you need? What do you want to tell the people for 30 seconds, dude?
I'm at the store right now buying chocolates for my wife.
You're a good man.
She's on her period, so she sent me out here to do this.
Get him out of here! No!
But, hey, no, I'll say this. This is on a completely different topic. 15 seconds left. I just got a 3D printer, like, today. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm starting to 3D print some fun stuff.
So what can you print for us?
Taco holsters, and I'm coming out with a magnetic handle for the one wheel. I'm helping my brother-in-law out with that, so it's gonna be pretty cool.
Dude, that is awesome. Where, again, one more time, where can we find that if we're listening on the podcast?
Okay, so my website, I sell amazing t-shirts. It's called stokebutter.com, stokebutter.com, spread the stoke. And then my brother-in-law, he has lueno.com, which is one wheel spelled backwards, and they sell some accessories for the one wheel.
Now it makes sense. Thank you for clearing that up, Parker. I was so fucking confused over here.
It gets confusing.
God, you're the man, dude. And just honestly, one more time, just in case, just in front of everyone, thank you for making all this stuff run, dude. You did all the graphics for all these games. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, I love it. You guys are great.
Good stuff. All right, get out of here, guy.
All right, see you later.
See you, buddy.
SwerveClothing.com.
SwerveClothing.com. Kai Miller. Does Kai Miller want to call in? Jesus, I love it. Horn it out. Horn it out all day long. That's what we're doing here for the people who we care about. which is really anybody who supports the show or just is a positive person. You don't even have to support the show. Just be a good dude or chick. Just ride a one wheel and enjoy it. You got our back. We got yours. I love it. All right, I gotta go. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. This has been a lot of fun. I don't like doing things by myself. I really don't, because there's a lot that it takes to run these shows, and I don't think anybody realizes how much Belly does behind the scenes. So if today was a little bit clunky, I do apologize, but God damn it, Belly, we missed you, man. Come back soon. Keep working hard. You know that's the only thing would keep him from you guys is his work, because he's one of the best bartenders in Northern Virginia. Thank you so much for hanging out, for all of you guys. This was really fun. And again, congratulations to Flavio. He's got himself a brand new one wheel pint. Thanks to us. A lot of people are wondering, did Future Motion sponsor you for this? No, we're buying it out of our own pocket. Belly and I are splitting it. Giddy up. Enjoy, Flavio. Have fun with your pint. I hope you love it. Remember, if you're out of the country, you're paying for shipping. If you're not okay with that, pass it on to somebody who will be. I had so much fun with you guys today. I can't wait to get back to our regular Tuesday programming, noon Eastern. If you're not used to this and you're catching this for the first time, we do this every Tuesday at noon Eastern time on our channel right here, TTR Studios. Remember to check out the Patreon for that John Lennon interview. And if you like it, if you see something that I could do for you and help you make a fun little gift for your parent, your loved one, some way to tell somebody how you really, really care about them without having to tell them face to face, I got you. Have a good night, everybody. See ya.